Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yeah! That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
I'm back. I want to hear.
He's back.
Yeah. A little Aerosmith, Back in the Saddle.
Or Back in Black by AC/DC.
Either way, one day away. It's Friday. Look, I come back just in time for the weekend. Hey.
Hey.
We'll get into what I was doing. Hey, Super Don, thank you for holding the hand of Ty Bollinger. You guys did great.
You know, I wouldn't say I had to hold his hand.
No, I know. I'm teasing.
I think.
It was mutual holding of hands as we were skipping around the studio and doing the show and having a great time doing it.
You guys were awesome. And check out, everybody, the image that Ty put together for us since Wednesday when we did what did we do on Wednesday? Outside the Box. Yes, right. And about the vaccine buyback program, which is a brilliant idea, if I might say so myself. So check that out. Spread that image around everywhere. Make some dents and things. I understand you guys broke some news towards the end of the show yesterday. Was that right?
Did you hear about that? Yeah. Well, and it was funny because we did have breaking news, and Ty wanted to get your take on this.
I didn't get the memo in advance, but you guys looked dangerous.
Well, apparently, and I didn't know this was going to happen, but Ty revealed the fact that Santa Claus is actually real. He lives at the North Pole in a pink igloo.
I can't believe you
did
that.
Easter Bunny. Yeah. Look,
I've been sitting on this information for years, never wanting to reveal it here on the Robert.
And you didn't tell me?
Well, you know, I figured if I kept it really under wraps, he wouldn't have even gone there. But Ty, the consummate researcher that he is, has to go and blow it for all of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, apologies to all you moms and dads out there about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus cohabitating. You can explain that to your kids when they're old enough. That's another story.
Yeah, we won't go any farther with that.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we got a lot to do on the Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King will be coming up. We've got, of course, Liam Sheff is back. We're going to do some movie reviewing and have a good time today on the air. I will let you know, I just got word, I will be broadcasting live from the Natural Products Association Southeast show in Orlando, Kissimmee at the, what is that place where they're doing these ice sculptures or something? The Gaylord Palms, I think, on Sunday. Hmm. And remember, Monday we will be back with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Bitar, but having to do double duty because I also have to appear in Port Richey for A2Zinc. And I'm going to be lecturing there just after my good buddy Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals. So come on out to Port Richey. You'll see it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Man, they are awesome. Awesome. You know, the digging that they're doing out there, Super Don, you are listening out there.
We have a Robert Scott Bell Show street team for sure. Mm-hmm. They're out there. We get stuff all the time. You know, people that are pointing things out and giving us ideas on stories and stuff that quite often we would have missed had it not been for them out there doing the work and digging this stuff up. And today we actually got a few that I think we should cover.
First up, a letter from Dean. Dear Robert, as I know that all kinds of topics are being discussed and solved on your show, I have a question. There's a girl who got tested with one of those protein marker tests called ELISA and Western blot, and she has been intimidated by her local consultants to take pills against the phantom killer virus and has done so for 1.5 years. Recently, she stopped with the pills as she came across books, info sites, and radio shows like yours. A couple of days ago, she went back for a CD4 count and, of course, got intimidated again and now is devastated and doesn't know what to do. I told her that I would seek people who would give her emotional support and that she should stay off the pills. Is there anything else you could recommend for this young, healthy lady? Highly appreciated, Dean. I appreciate your concern over your friend there. And, of course, they try to scare you with CD4 counts, which are a measure of the number of what they call T helper cells per cubic millimeter or milliliter of blood. Used to analyze the prognosis of patients infected with the phantom retrovirus, never caught in the act of doing anything that is HIV. So she was ensnared in the net of phony HIV tests and then encouraged to go on damaging chemotherapy type antiretroviral killer DNA chain terminating drugs. Now, we've covered this for many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam, of course, with many others. And we've talked about the fact that these drugs are decimating your immune system. Yes, they're toxic. So yes, they kill bad guys too, but in the process kill loads of good guys. And, of course, they are actually they contain very highly addictive immune suppressant drugs so that when you come off of them, they mimic the expression of the so-called AIDS full-blown. So they get you on it when you're healthy. And then when you realize how ridiculous and dangerous the drugs are, you try to come off of them, they actually mimic a full-blown AIDS expression so they can go, see, get back on the drugs quick or you're going to die.
Right.
This is how the game is played. And so tell your friend that is not to be unexpected. What we need to do is shore up immunity genuinely. We need to restore integrity to the gut lining. They destroy it with these drugs. And, of course, when you destroy the gut lining, you wipe out the good flora, you have eliminated the immune system. You have basically the self-fulfilling prophecy of AIDS drugs is it gives you AIDS. Literally. I say gives you. I mean, it helps you to develop it from within. HIV, right. Be damned, there is no HIV. The point is, they scare you and frighten you into terminating your own life. It is medically assisted suicide or homicide in this case. So let's get on the Silver Aloe Protocol. You call up or go to shop.naturalnews.com. Get the 16-ounce bottles of silver that you can get there at a great deal. Include the aloe vera juice. Do your two tablespoons three times a day together. Do the probiotics. Restore integrity to the gut and everything else you know to restore integrity to the immune system. And you'll get through this. Get on good food. So, Dean, I hope that's helpful to you. I hope that's helpful to your friend. I'm sure there's more I could discuss, but we got a few other things I want to cover, Super Don.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, the listeners were busy. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome question there. And then Roger Ferdinand,
Roger.
He is sending us stuff all the time, and it's great stuff that he comes across.
Yeah.
He had actually a very interesting one that he sent us, an action alert.
Yeah, big fan, Roger. We appreciate you. And this relates to the Cornucopia Institute has put out an action alert about the fact that there is movement to include synthetic nutrients into organic foods and still allow it to be considered organic. We talk all about synthetic pharmaceutical nutrients, if you can call them that, being utilized and sold in health food stores as real food sustenance, and it's not. And so there's a Cornucopia Institute letter that you can fill in, kind of a form letter, or you can modify it for you, that basically demands to the national organic standards to basically uphold organic integrity and reject the numerous petitions that would include synthetic nutrients into organic foods.
Yeah.
So this is to the USDA, and it relates to FDA regulations in 21 CFR 104.20 about synthetic nutrients.
And listen, we saw this coming.
Yep.
Talked a long time ago when we did the little expose. I think even Mike Adams got involved in this.
Yes.
With how all of the huge corporations were basically taking over the organic industry. Nestle is one of the people that are guilty in this situation because they refuse to remove the synthetic nutrients from the organic foods.
Right.
Nestle owns a huge block of the organic industry.
Yeah, and this relates to the permanent, what we would call ban, but they call it, of course, a boycott, but permanent, of all these companies that may have organic food, but that have actually subverted organics by supporting GMOs and
right.
trying to defeat, maybe having done so, Prop 37 in California, however illegally they've
right.
gone about it. So check that out. We've got that link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, reminding you, if you haven't, we've been sending out occasionally actually direct newsletters, Robert Scott Bell Show newsletters to the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show direct from me. But you got to sign up. You'll see a link on the front page of the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Sign up. Tell your friends. That will help us get the word out. Any action alerts like this included. So that's very important. Also, Liberty. Liberty strikes again. She's great, isn't she?
Yes,
we got
absolutely.
A Monsanto-related alert from Liberty, do we not?
We do. And this is in regards to a number of different bills and legislation that's going through. Basically, since I know we're running out of time here before we have to go to the break, but it's basically legislation that you need to be aware of, bills that are coming up for votes that will, if they pass, give yet more protection to Monsanto.
Yeah, like they need more protection. We need to be protected from Monsanto. Also encourage you to check out the latest articles by John Rappaport at the Robert Scott Bell Show website that are getting you information, including 8 quotes from a cancer surgeon that will set your hair on fire. You want to see how dangerous modern medicine is? It's gotten worse. And if you rely on these surgeons because they've gone through medical school, they have their licenses, they've even been board certified, you better think twice or 10 times before you do it. Yes, there are good people out there, but there are a lot more that might not be. So pay attention to this.
And you don't want your hair to catch on fire.
No, nobody's hair should catch on fire here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. Well, we got a lot of great healing. Dr. Frank King is back for the Healing Revolution. We've got Pearl Harbor Day references to the immune system we've got to go to. Also, Liam Sheff is back. We're going to review another movie. So stand by for that and a whole lot more here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, can you take GMO labeling into your own hands? We've got an eyewitness account a little later in the show. Stand by for that and more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I want to be nice about the whole vaccine issue, but it's really hard to do so when you see more stories and studies coming out confirming what we've been saying forever here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that vaccines induce disease, they don't prevent disease. And yet you still have morons out there claiming to have the science on their side, that it's only you unvaccinated yahoos out there. You're screwing it up for all of us. Because your kids are not shot up, then all of our kids have to suffer. Well,
right.
Why should they suffer? Your kids are vaccinated. Aren't they protected? Well, not so fast. A couple articles here we can see if we can reference before we bring up Dr. King. In the Northeast, the U.S. mumps outbreak involved, guess what? How many percentages of the children? What was the percentage of the... If 100% is everybody, if 110% is everybody plus 10, what is 97%?
Yeah.
Pretty damn 96. Close to everyone.
That's almost, yeah.
So almost all of the kids were vaccinated, or let me just say it this way, almost all of the kids who got mumps were vaccinated at least once. 89% had received two doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination, the MMR, supposedly providing immunity to the mumps, which it didn't. It didn't at all. 97.
So how 89. Do you explain this? I mean, if the whole concept of herd immunity is what's supposed herd to solve the problem.
Well, you know, those 3% are like super carriers or something.
Right. Those 3%, what they were doing was they were running around finding all the vaccinated little boys and girls and going, cough, 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 ha, ha, right. ha, let's just see how good those vaccines work.
Right.
In the meantime, 97% of all the kids that got mumps were vaccinated.
Right.
How many?
And mumps. I mean, we're talking mumps. Now, you remember they made the big deal about whooping cough.
Yep.
Over the last, I mean, how long have they been talking about this now? Like, you know, 6 months or something. Same thing, oh, whooping cough, whooping cough. You know, and they're whoop, whoop, whoop. It wasn't the whooping cough vaccine the one where they were saying that it kind of loses its punch as time goes on. So you need to get a booster whooping cough vaccine. And look, we found the same type of statistics going on with whooping cough. Now we're finding the same type of statistics going on with mumps. What's the common denominator in all of these things that we're discovering? It's vaccines.
Yeah.
Vaccines don't work.
Right.
Obviously they don't, but they keep coming up with these excuses as to why it didn't work. But I mean, how can you ignore 89% of these kids had, and or these, yeah, these children had the 2 doses of the MMR vaccine?
Well, Super Don, that's why we're urging all doctors to turn in their vaccinations before their use, before they harm any other children.
Right.
When we were on Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, came up with the idea for the vaccine or syringe buyback program.
I think it's a great idea.
And we would even give a handgun to the doctors that participate, because that is a legitimate way to protect invaders.
Flip it around. They want the gun buyback and we'll give you a flu shot. No, wait a minute. You will buy your vaccine. We'll give you a gun. You know, we're good Second Amendment advocates here.
Now we're talking. And also a great article in Natural News out of Australia. 600% increase in the number of parents refusing vaccination for their children. So the word is getting out, and they are absolutely desperate. The Australian Vaccination Network president, Meryl Dory, explained how her work in presenting the vaccination science, often ignored by the mainstream media, is helping to shift public opinions. See, she's actually providing both sides of the story. She's not saying, don't do this. She's like, hey, did you hear about this? Did you know about this? And the vaccine fanatics, the cultists, they're freaking out. No, no, you can't let moms and dads know about that. They might actually make an informed decision and say no for their kids. Same argument that the GMO people that don't want labeling are making. Well, if people know what's in their food, they might not buy it. They might not eat it. Well, isn't that the point? Isn't that our birthright, to be able to know about these things and make fully informed decisions? How outrageous. Right. How outrageous. Right. I know.
Well, that's how it works. I mean, think about it. Think about the pink slime situation. People had no idea that they were eating that crap. It got pointed out. What did people do? They don't. Well, hey, once people find out what it is that's going on, they're going to react. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, obviously, should people know these things? Well, if you're asking us, yes, people need to know the truth. They need to know what's going on. If you're asking, the pink slime company, obviously they don't want you to know. And this is what we saw with the GMOs. They don't want you to know, because they've been making lots and lots and lots of money on this stuff for a long, 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 long time, just like the pink slime.
Yeah, and remember, too, if you're going to vaccinate for flu, hold on to your hat, because you're going to get something worse than the flu. They might not call it the flu, but it'll be very similar to it. We're going to need to talk to Dr. Frank King about that. ADHD meds, the holiday season, how it's leading to more of this stuff, and maybe even a little mistletoe for your cancer. So stand by. Dr. Frank King joins us for the healing revolution, like nowhere else in media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Rye.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is Pearl Harbor Day in the United States, so obviously our immune defenses must be discussed. Who better to discuss it with? Then the healing revolution himself, Dr. Frank King, he's back.
Oh, Robert, it's always an honor and a pleasure. What great work. I keep seeing you out there sharing truths and that empower people to be able to take control and authority in their health again. What a wonderful service you're doing. The world needs to hear your message.
Well, thank you, Dr. King, and thanks to you, we're able to get this out there, quite honestly, to untold millions around the world now as we're learning. And it's very exciting. Now, if there is a story of Pearl Harbor, I would go back and I always reflect back on the human body and say, are our defenses down? Are we aware of what's happening? And if they're down, how do we bring them up? And once we're aware that our immune defenses are down, like I said, taking these steps so that we don't become victims of a quote-unquote sneak attack of the flu, for instance.
Yes. You know, the immune system is definitely down. People, you know, the world today, we're seeing just vitamin D deficiency. It's rampant. It's like 90% of the people have deficiency in vitamin D3, which is one of the key vitamins to keep our immune system up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something today. I'm recalling exactly. I think it was 80% of the population does not get enough sunlight. And, you know, Dr. Sunshine is what produces vitamin D in us. And, you know, yes, the marketers have done a great job for sunscreen, but did the sun all of a sudden become bad?
Right, yeah. A certain time in our lifetime, Dr. King, remember we were slathered, maybe not as kids yet, but certainly at some point when we were raising our kids, we were told, oh my gosh, every bit of sun could create cancer in your kids one day. And so this whole industry was spawned that has actually toxic and cancer-causing chemicals that they slather on the skin, and they prevent the thing that would prevent the skin cancer, ironically, from developing.
Yes, it's all about balance, isn't it, Robert?
Mm-hmm.
The balance of, you know, getting sunshine, you know, it's this pendulum swings one way and then it swings all the way over to the other way side where now we become solar phobics and we've, you know, the zombies in a sense that can't handle the sunlight. And the truth is we need some sunshine. We don't need to be sun worshipers and abuse ourselves with the sun, but we need sunshine so bad. You know, it's communing with nature is one of the key essentials. We find eight essentials of just lifestyle itself that can transform our health and our well-being mentally, emotionally, physically. And now if we can just take care of ourselves with the balance of life, we get some exercise on a regular basis, some good fun exercise. We get out and commune with nature. We get some sunshine. The average light-skinned person only needs about 15 minutes of sunshine a day to keep our vitamin D levels up, to keep our immune system alive, and we don't need the flu shot. Mm. People think they need the flu shot, and they take the flu shot, and now all of a sudden they get the flu.
Yeah, or worse. And, you know, it's an interesting thing you bring up the flu shot, Dr. King, because there's a little bit of good news this year, similar to others. I hope it's growing, but it says that 60% of the U.S. population still hasn't gotten a flu shot. So maybe there's hope for us after all.
I think people are wising up. You know, they've done the flu shot. They've gotten the flu. And so many of our patients would come in and they'll say, my husband was bugging me about getting the flu shot. I decided, no, I'm not getting the flu shot. I'm going to take care of my life and my immune system. And I do my walking. I do my sunshine. I take care of myself. I eat well, and I take homeopathic remedies as well to build my immunity. Mm-hmm. And boom, I didn't get the flu shot, and my husband, who got the flu shot, now has the flu.
You know, it reminds me of the TV thing I covered, I don't know, some weeks ago or months ago now, where Michael Strahan was the latest guy to replace Regis Philbin on the Kelly and Michael show, now they call it. It's one of those morning shows where all the ads are for drug companies. and Kelly, you know, said, oh, you're getting your flu shot, aren't you? Just like one of those chatty segments. Am I getting your flu shot, Michael? We're going to have our flu shot next week on the air. And he's like, nah, not me. I'm not getting that. Because he had the powers of observation. He actually watched his fellow NFL players get the shot and get sick. He says, I can put two and two together. Yet that didn't go according to script, but I think what you're pointing out is that enough people are seeing that they're saying, I don't care about the propaganda, I don't believe it anymore, and I'm going a different way.
Yes, it is so important. If we understood the power of lifestyle, that's what we call the healing revolution. We talk about the whole genomic project and how they thought they'd find a pill for every ill. And how they found that, oops, that didn't really work. The drugs were actually causing the expression of our negative genes that cause sickness. And, you know, they're starting to realize that. And it's really nature that nurtures us, that feeds our good genes. And just because we have some bad genes in our family, we can change our genes. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about our pants here. We're talking about changing our lives. You know, all these studies show where they've taken these identical twins, where one twin lives one lifestyle and another twin lives a healthier lifestyle. And the twin that's led the bad negative health style with the drugs and with the junk food and the sedentary lives, all of a sudden ends up with chronic degenerative diseases, where the other twin that's lived a healthy lifestyle did not get the chronic degenerative diseases. They have exactly the same genes, and they fed their good genes and, you know, expressed good gene, and they are healthy.
Yes.
And that is the power. Lifestyle is more powerful in creating good health than drugs are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could understand, and if people you can begin to see the truth in this, they can begin to transform their lives. They're not susceptible to their genes. Just because mama and daddy got cancer doesn't mean you're going to be susceptible to cancer. The truth is,
yes,
it's the how you live that makes the difference.
I you know, Dr. King, I was thinking about the gene issue, and when we talk about expressing a bad genes, the irony is, if we tie it back into the flu shot and immune defenses, if you rely on something like toxic injections, which include anywhere between 25 to upwards of 50 micrograms of mercury, some of these batches, it's crazy. Mercury is one of the prime culprits in causing, you know, a negative gene expression, literally altering a complete corruption of healthy genetic expression. So if you rely on the flu shot itself, among other vaccines, you're actually asking for the worst things potentially to manifest in your life.
Yes, you know, it's all about our environment. We have genetically been designed to move our bodies and to eat natural foods and to drink good, clean water. If we do these things naturally and we feed ourselves with natural remedies that our bodies are designed to and equipped to receive and build health, you know, it's like taking a polar bear. And you take a polar bear and you put them in a hot desert environment, they're going to shrivel up and die. And what we have done as human beings, we're like that polar bear in a hot desert. We're taking drugs that our bodies are not designed to handle. We're eating human adulterated foods that our bodies are not designed to handle. And we're not living an active lifestyle. We're going to get ourselves into, you know, situations with chronic degenerative disease, whether that's arthritis or cancer or diabetes or heart disease. You know, these are, you know, we got to understand it. It is our lifestyle that is the most powerful thing we can do. And it's something your doctor cannot do for you. It's, you know, your doctor can't feed your good genes. You know, this is something that the healing revolution is about, realizing, wow, I do have the power to take care of myself. I do have the power to make a difference in whether I'm healthy or I'm diseased, or I'm sick, or I'm weak, or I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I'm mentally fogged. You know, these are all signs that we're the polar bear in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in the wrong terrain, the wrong environment. And by the way, those of you who think, well, you know, Robert, Dr. King, you say don't take the flu shot. Well, what do I do? What do I do? Well, I know most of my listeners are already savvy, but we're getting new listeners all the time. So I want to introduce you, if you haven't been introduced with the Healing Revolution, lots of the archives that you can listen back almost a couple of years of fantastic information you won't get anywhere else on this. And we've even covered the flu as well, and we've talked about the multi-strain flu relief, right? This idea that you can use homeopathy and you can put all the strains you want in there to sensitize your immune system gently, safely, not in a toxic way, no mercury contents, nothing that would put you at risk. And now you've actually alerted, much like the Pearl Harbor analogy I made earlier, hey, there's something coming to get, you know, be alert, and your immune system will be better served. And on top of that, the specific remedies that will actually help and work with your immune system and also reduce the severity and duration of these flu symptoms.
Yes, you can nip them in the bud, the flu. We take our flu remedy during the flu season, which right now is manifesting. And it's been over 20 years since I've had the flu, and I have not had a flu shot. So, you know, this is something that works. It's been tested. It's been used in Europe for decades.
Yes.
With great success, many studies behind homeopathy and its positive effects on not only treating the flu symptoms, but also in preventing the flu symptoms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you haven't gotten your flu relief formula from King Bio, give them a call at 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, or just go right on the web, kingbio.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, as always, here at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Frank King will continue with me after this break. This healing revolution must reach down into the younger age groups. We've got to talk about kids. There's a story out of the U.S. government about 14% of the kids being treated for ADHD with drugs. Is it good? Is it bad? What's their perspective? And what's ours? We'll get to that with Dr. King after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. King, I just got a call on the break. The flu called. They're very upset. All the flu strains, very upset with you because you haven't had the flu in 20 years and you're helping so many other people not to get it either.
Well, yes, that's the message. Your body has ability to fix the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on building our body's ability, just like Pearl Harbor here. We just need to be ready. Our health is a byproduct of the quality of our life that mm-hmm. we live. And we can get and prevent ourselves from falling down that slippery slope where we get into the modern-day lifestyles. We end up creating ourselves, we're susceptible. And we don't want to have a Pearl Harbor manifesting within our bodies.
No, and much less a Pearl Harbor within the household with kids. Anybody raising kids recognize one of the scariest things that happens if kids get in the quote-unquote medicine cabinet. And there's a story here out of England, the United Press International covered, about teaching parents not to take medicines in front of their children lest they emulate them, how dangerous the drugs are. Now, here's the great news. If you're a homeopathic family like we all are here, if your kids get into the homeopathic medicine, there's no problem. They're fine. There's no risk.
That's right. There's no side effects. There's no negative reactions with other drugs. We need to go down these safe pathways that build our body, that activate our body to express health. rather than trying to suppress symptoms with drugs that then they cause other symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad thing. And you said something so important, Robert, that children will follow the path that they see their parents taking.
Yes.
And so as parents, we need to be really responsible here to say, I'm working, I'm doing these things so that I can, if you are on medications, hopefully you're working with a doctor that understands natural healing, mm-hmm. that can work with you to help you and wean you away from medications that you have become dependent upon.
Yes.
Now, you know, when children see that, and they, now you're creating the best foundation for your children, you're creating a path of health and well-being for your children.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, do it for your children, and you'll be so surprised that you don't have to be, most everybody that's on drugs do not have to be on those drugs. You don't go off those drugs by yourself that have been prescribed by a doctor, but there's doctors out there. There's over a thousand doctors that are physicians, medical doctors, that can help you get off medications and help you set a lifestyle and nutrition, mm-hmm. and natural remedies like homeopathic remedies to be able to get you where you're not dependent on these drugs and you can actually overcome the disease. Diabetes and heart disease are not something you have to live with the rest of your life. These are proven conditions that can be overcome,
yes.
by people. And, you know, and the power of lifestyle and the power of natural remedies is the future. It is the only way to go.
Absolutely. Now, if I'm concerned about the kids as we are as parents as well, and we look at the medication and the medicating of kids for so-called psychiatric behavioral disorders that have no known blood biomarkers. They can't give you a test. Oh, your kid definitely has ADHD. Look at this test. It doesn't exist in the terms of normal biochemical marker test. Yet, there are so many kids being put on these drugs. And this story out of healthfinder.gov, this is a government website, is proud that maybe kids are not as over-medicated as we once thought, because it's saying only 14% of teenagers with conditions like ADHD are treated with psychiatric drugs. And I'm thinking, that's 14% too many. Am I a stickler or what?
No, you're not a stickler, because those children end up with a lot of side effects. You know, it blocks their emotional maturity.
Mm-hmm.
You find that when children taking these drugs, it paralyzes their development emotionally, mm-hmm. and mentally, as well as, you know, having physical problems. So, you know, it is time to address the causes of why they are ADHD or ADD,
mm-hmm.
or they might even have some IDD. You know what IDD is?
Give us the definition of IDD.
It's inspiration deficit disorder.
Well said.
Or it could also be imagination.
That is such a critical thing that you've just said, Dr. King. Imagination is not just for kids, although we do our level best in our culture, unfortunately, to suppress imagination. And that leads to all of these psychiatric disorders, or many of them, or behavioral disorders.
Yes. Robert, you know what the greatest nation in the world is today?
The greatest nation?
Yes.
By measurement of what? Economy or imagination?
Well, it is. The greatest nation in the world is really the imagination.
Beautiful.
And so this is getting suppressed in our society.
Mm-hmm.
With all this, the reason why you're having problems with ADD and ADHD, start looking at the diet. You begin looking at, you know, the dyes, especially the red dyes, you know, the sugars, the sugar substitutes, the high fructose corn syrup. These are real problems in today's world. The top two vegetables that children eat today, I bet you know this one.
The top two? French fries and ketchup.
You know it. There it is. You know, with all the hydrogenated fats in there, that is affecting the brains of, mm-hmm. of children and adults. We're having serious problems with our diet. We've gotten away from what we're supposed to eat. And so, you know, we look at that, and we see this in farming all the time. If you have sickness in a herd, usually you'll find that it is the animals are not eating the foods they're designed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We've created all these special pellets and and hormones that we inject into them, and we throw their systems out of balance. And that is exactly what's happening to humans today.
Yes.
And so if we can get ourselves back onto natural diets again and get people onto natural remedies that can restore the damage that has been done, we can truly, truly transform our children's health and well-being. Our children don't miss school because of sicknesses. Our children are very healthy. They've never had a flu shot. They've never been vaccinated. They are very healthy kids. And this is something that we can begin to just start. You know, children are very resilient. They bounce back so well. They respond so quickly to the way they eat. And, you know, start exercising. Start taking your children with you to exercise. Start helping your children get involved with a balanced lifestyle. And you'll see your children take off in school, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be functioning better. And you're going to enjoy your children more.
Absolutely.
And your children are going to enjoy you more by living a balanced lifestyle.
The challenge will be, Dr. King, of living a balanced lifestyle through the holiday season when the kids are off of school and they're tempted to eat all of the nasty food or even the good food, but too much of it. And this will perhaps set the stage for gastrointestinal upset. We've talked about flu as it relates to that, whether it's caught or created from within, but also that ADHD I just mentioned. When these kids are overwhelmed, their nervous systems are stimulated too much, what can we do, especially for all our new listeners, what can we do to address, for instance, the ADHD, the learning disability, so they don't resort to those nasty drugs we mentioned?
Yes, we have time off in the holidays. We need to take that time, and it's a perfect opportunity to begin applying. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a hike. Hey, let's go do a physical activity, a healthy activity. You know, we don't have to sit on the couch and watch every game that's on TV. We start to, again, lead by example, like this study showed about not taking your drugs in front of your children.
Right.
Children today, one of the biggest things that they're doing is they're having pill parties where they collect pills from many times from their parents.
You told me that before. I was shocked, and I had heard about it. It was the first I heard firsthand as a parent that you know this is going on out there in the school system. The word has gotten back.
Yes, and there's a lot of deaths occurring. They'll have a big bowl of these collected pills. They don't even know what they are. And many kids are actually robbing homes. They'll follow where there's been a death, and they'll say, we just ask any money, don't send money, or, you know, don't send flowers, just give to the American Cancer Association or something. They know, oh, that person had a lot of drugs.
Wow. They're triggering. They know the trigger points. That's stunning. Stunning.
So, robberies. They'll hit these houses and rob them, not for money, but for the pills.
Right.
And they collect these pills, and they have these pill parties in their deaths. You know, check with your school systems. Mm-hmm. Start to say, hey, do you know about this? And they have the stats on this.
Right.
And it is outrageous. More kids are taking these pills because, number one, it's better than drinking, mm-hmm. because you can't smell it on their breath. Okay? You can't smell marijuana on their breath. You can't smell alcohol on their breath. This is the new thing that they're doing, and it is creating not only havoc in their metabolism and in their delicate body chemistry, it is causing serious, serious deaths in
people. Well, this really is reflective of what you mentioned, the imagination deficiency. When our kids are so bored that they're looking to just leave out of their chemically, at this point, we've got a problem from a cultural perspective and within the family unit perspective. There are dietary deficiencies as well. These are very real things. We're not saying it's overly simple to undo it, but we must cleanse them. That's why the homeopathic cleansing, detoxifying, we talk lymph, we talk detox liver, all of these things. We talk chemical intoxications as well. Now, there are remedies. You can go back, listen to the archives. I've got some of them linked up in the show notes today about emotional issues, developmental issues that you have in the King Bio line that I want you to mention at least a couple, and then I got to wrap up with some mistletoe story here for the holidays.
Yes. During these holidays, again, like I said, you have extra time. This is a great opportunity to start helping lead your children down a healthy path and a good life-giving path that's going to benefit them the rest of their lives. To go out, let's go hiking, let's go hunting, let's go play frisbee, let's go play ball, mm-hmm. let's go do something and start doing these actions and activities with your children. And that you're setting there the foundations for a great life. And that's what it's all about.
Well, you're a much better living example at that point as well. So, all right, so let's see. Mistletoe. It's the season. Mistletoe, everybody wants a kiss under the mistletoe. But mistletoe is actually a very powerful medicine. As an herb, it can be toxic, so you got to be careful. But in homeopathic forms, Iscador has been used. Suzanne Summers used it for her breast cancer. And we've talked, because we've got a lot of doctors out there that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. King, and I want them to know that there are remedies that only the doctors can get as adjuncts in cancer therapy, whether you're doing traditional therapy or not. That is something they need to plug into.
Yes, mistletoe can be the kiss of death to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have, and as well as many other remedies, we have doctors across the country that have, you know, specific cancer products. Yes, use this if you have cancer, whether it's a brain tumor or to a rectal cancer. You can address all the different cancers with natural solutions to complement your care. And, you know, it is so valuable, and not only to treat the cancers, but let's say you have some predispositions to certain cancers. Let's get proactive. Let's get preventative. Let's get involved with, okay, your doctor can test you and find perhaps some of these remedies are great. Oh, yes, you have breast cancer running in your family. Well, let's look at the breast cancer formula.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the stomach cancer formula, whatever it might be. And you can begin to correct these negative predispositions to cancer and to begin to nip it in the bud. You begin to correct these before they get started. That's proactive care. That's really doing what we need to have done.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so we have doctors out there, and if you call our customer service, they can help find you a doctor in your area.
Yes.
That is aware of these things and can work with you and live a long life for your children. Nothing is more devastating to a child than to watch their parents go through the cancer mm-hmm. and end up passing early in their lives, being robbed
yeah.
of the life. And that leaves a scar on the children.
Well, I have Dr. King in my own family, aunts and uncles and grandparents as well died of cancer long before I knew all of this. And think about this, if you're out there and you know somebody and there are remedies now that you can access or your doctor can access, so I want you to call or have them call 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, or they can send an email through or fill out a form at kingbio.com. We have all of those links up there as well. And Dr. King, the gratitude I have for you, you know it's immense, and your whole family. I love you dearly and appreciate you so much, because we are getting out this empowering information in ways that it's never been able to reach out to the four corners, if there are corners of the globe, if you know what I mean.
Yes, well, it's an honor to be serving with you, Robert. And so much of this you don't hear about because there's no real money to be made with this. Doctors don't get paid to teach you lifestyle.
Right.
You know, there's no insurance code for that.
Yeah.
We need to take accountability and responsibility and action ourselves. That is the most powerful thing, Robert, people can do to change the outcome of their lives, to make those golden years golden again.
And with that, Dr. King, we're out of time for this hour, but my goodness, you have done it again. The healing revolution, and Dr. King has done it, reminded us, as powerful a message as it can be, that what?
The power to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Part of being a healing revolutionary means never waiting to have to say you're sorry. Wait, no, maybe you should say you're sorry only after you label GMO foods, because you're not waiting. Stop.
Even then, would you want to apologize?
No, you don't really want to apologize for that. You're right. Hey, welcome back to Hour 2 here of the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a movie review coming up with Liam Sheff. Carter, John Carter, and the science fiction story. Sounds fascinating. We'll get to that. But first and foremost, if you're not patient like me, am I patient? I'm a patient man. I am.
You're
my wife
patient.
Wonders how
yeah.
I do it. But yeah. I am not patient enough to wait for the federal, state, and local authorities to do the right thing and label, or even better, ban genetically modified abominations or organisms. Now, can we just get through this and recognize a lot of the articles John Rappaport has done has shown the fraud that has been involved with the anti-GMO or labeling movement, Prop 37, how it was defeated. I mean, they threw 40 million. We don't even know if the vote count was legitimate. And now we're learning that they could have cared almost less if the labeling initiative had passed, because there's evidence to show that even with labeling, they're still getting by in Europe. So they have plan B, C, D, E, F, and G. And so unless you get it so outraged that you say, this is an abomination, this is a deadly danger, a clear and present danger to the health of every human, child included, especially children, then we might not be focusing on the right thing. But in the meantime, why not have a little fun labeling stuff in your local Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Or any store that pretends to be whole and healthy. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think that would actually be kind of, it would be a great family activity, wouldn't it be?
Now that
just,
would
just
be
just take
a great
the kids,
thing to do is,
yeah, take the wife. All right, we're going over to Whole Foods. Here's your stickers.
We're
going
to do a favor to all the people shopping at Whole Foods. Wouldn't that be awesome? I wonder if it's possible anybody's ever done that. You know, that would put new meaning to the Just Label It campaign. Yeah, I'm just labeling it.
I don't know that Whole Foods would appreciate that.
They might not, but they would deserve it. Just labeling it. Nah, don't worry about me. I'm just labeling it.
Right.
So what is this audio clip we have here, Super Don?
Well, I actually was contacted, it was actually earlier in the week by an individual that did not want to be identified.
Okay.
And for reasons that, you know, after he explained it to me, I understood, because, listen, you know, when you go out and you do certain things, you know, like going to Whole Foods and labeling things, there are people that probably aren't going to appreciate the fact that you're doing that. And this particular person witnessed something that happened at the Whole Foods. And so I had to alter his voice a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So we're not going to reveal his true identity.
We're not going to reveal his identity, but he had an interesting experience in something that he saw over at the Whole Foods store.
All right, let's give a listen.
My name is first initial I, last name witness. Calling from a safe house in protective custody for the heroic act of GMO labeling that I witnessed at Whole Foods the weekend before Thanksgiving by an activist I'll refer to as Larry the Label Guy. What you're about to hear is a true story, and I'm sticking to it, pun intended. I was at Whole Foods the other weekend shopping and noticed GMO warning labels from justlabelit.org on a number of products and shelves throughout the store. There must have been about 100 total. So seeing these, I was curious and started paying attention to the customers in the store. And that's when I saw Larry the Label Guy and his little helper that was probably about 4 or 5 years old, very stealthily and cautiously putting labels on some of the products.
You know, some people might say that he was exploiting his child at 4 or 5, but I think this is a good thing to teach your child. A little bit of civil disobedience, helping your fellow man, and anybody that can come up with the name Larry the Label Guy, that's classic.
Yeah, that is classic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let me hear what else goes on here.
occasionally his little helper would point to a product, and Larry would put his label on there. So a few minutes later, Larry met up with his wife, who had what looked like Larry's three-year-old, probably about 3 years old. Larry exchanged children, and this is where things took a turn for the worse. I was on the aisle next to where Larry and the little guy were at and could hear the younger son saying, "Daddy, put the sticker on it. Put the sticker on it." And you could tell Larry wasn't comfortable with that. Dropped the little guy back off with his wife. And at that point, his wife said, "Hey, Larry, I heard somebody complaining about the warning labels to somebody. You might want to lay low."
When you do it with your three-year-old, not a good idea, because they're not known for being very stealthy.
That's true, yeah.
So fair warning to you, any Larry the Label guys or gals out there, don't do this with your three-year-old. A 4 or 5-year-old might be a little more stealthy, but the three-year-olds, they're going to go, "Label it, Daddy, label it." Well, let's see where this goes from here.
At this point, Larry left the building, but on his way out, he noticed that somebody was talking on a radio, almost saying he's leaving the building. When Larry came back a few minutes later, a Whole Foods was a completely different place. It was almost a Whole Foods-style police state. Nearly everybody had a radio, and as Larry was walking up and down the aisles, they were reporting back to each other on their radios, pointing out the location where he was at. And Larry, you could tell, wasn't comfortable with this and gave up on looking for his wife. On his way out, somebody actually took a photo of Larry. They didn't look like they were a Whole Foods employee, but they likely were. They didn't have any identifying uniform or anything like that.
There's probably somebody from Department of Homeland Security and Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know, they're checking everything now. TSA, right?
Yeah.
Now, Larry confronted the person and said, "Hey, did you just take some pictures of me?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I did, but they didn't turn out very clear." And Larry said, "Well, that's kind of weird. You took pictures of me." And the guy said, "Yeah, kind of weird, huh?" So clearly, Larry wasn't feeling very comfortable, left the building again. I'd imagine Larry didn't have his cell phone on him at this point. Otherwise, he would have just called, because this is somewhere he didn't want to be at that point. So a few minutes later, Larry came back in, but at this point, he has changed sweatshirts. And he changed sweatshirts into probably the worst thing he changed sweatshirts into. It was a rock band called the Sons of Liberty, and had the M16s on the front. Down one sleeve was a tyranny response team. And the other sleeve said, "Guarding the Republic."
The only thing that would have been worse if he wore a Ron Paul t-shirt.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, no, this guy really loves liberty now. We got to go after him. The Whole Foods Team USA Police
Force.
It's
like a total militia uniform or something.
I tell you what, Larry the Label Guy, we like you.
So at this point, I'm sure the employees were freaked out, thinking he's some kind of GMO labeling terrorist. As he entered the building for the second time, the manager, which is obviously the manager, was standing right there looking at Larry, about to say something, and Larry said, "Hey, how are you doing? Don't worry, everything's fine. I'm waiting for my wife to finish up shopping." So Larry quickly found his wife, said, "Hey, I'm going to be out in the car waiting for you." So a few minutes later, his wife came out with the groceries, and at that time, a police car actually showed up in the parking lot. Watching Larry in his car, you could hear his heart beating from nervousness. He put the car in reverse, and he just slowly rolled out of the parking lot, never saw him again. And then the police officer went into the store and I'm sure talked to the customers. So what's the lesson from this? Moral of the story is labeling GMOs is important and risky business. So wear a ninja costume and don't do it the weekend before Thanksgiving when the stores are busy and heavily employed. This is my story, Robert, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, darn straight he's sticking to it. He's sticking to the GMO labeling and not waiting for a Prop 37 to pass. So, eyewitness, thank you for letting us know about that. Do you have a story out there, or are you someone who would be willing to come forward and say, "Yes, I'm Larry the Label Guy, and I have labeled GMOs to help my fellow citizens"? I think the Occupy people should learn something about this, because we are a nation occupied. We're occupied by what? Monsanto. We're a nation occupied by Monsanto and the biotech industry. They have basically occupied California. They've occupied even Washington, where they can now smoke some weed to forget their troubles, the troubles involving Monsanto and the biotech industry, and Syngenta up there in the Pacific Northwest. So, Super Don, is this something that you've heard about? Are people doing this at local co-ops if they're not really truly organic, or
You know, I haven't seen that yet, although there's a new Trader Joe's that just opened up here right by where I'm at. And so, I don't know, it might be kind of interesting to go over there and check it out.
That way, listen, that's a place, Trader Joe's, because they kind of claim to be natural, but they're loaded with GMOs.
Right.
They call it Trader GMO.
Right.
But Whole Foods, I mean, this is inexcusable. Yeah. You're a multi-billion dollar industry unto yourself at this point now. And you claim to be healthy, and you're still carrying GMO foods, and then you're upset when Larry the Label Guy comes in there and just says, hey, look, I just want truth and labeling. Right. Hey, could you get arrested for that? The police were on him.
Yeah, police actually showed up. So I don't know.
Really, is there a statute that could have put Larry the Label Guy behind bars for...
I'm sure they could, if they wanted to, they could have found something, whether it was being a public nuisance or, you know, I mean, there's all those little laws in there that they can, you know.
Anti-GMO labeling statutes.
Yeah. Who knows, at some point, you know, if people start doing this,
yeah,
maybe they'll have to come up with something like that, you know, to fit the crime. But
yeah. Well, listen, this is serious business here. We don't mean to make light of it, but I appreciate Eyewitness with that. If you know of somebody that has done this, maybe you have, I would love to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to remain identity free, like Eyewitness, just let us know. We'll make sure that happens. But we would love to hear more stories about this. People doing civil disobedience, taking the law into their own hands, right? As if that's a bad thing. Taking the law. No, that's a good thing. When you want your fellow neighbors not to be harmed by genetically modified abominations, I have to say I support you. Now, I'm not saying to desecrate private property, but if it's if you find the avocado has been genetically modified, stick a label on it. If it's not, then don't. But be truthful.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing wrong with the truth. Now, you know, Robert, speaking of something that should be a crime, I saw a story. I couldn't pass this up. And I got to try and squeeze this in here if we've got time.
All right, real quick.
Yes.
A food story?
Well, sort of. you've heard of Pizza Hut, obviously. They've been around for years. And,
yes.
And, you know, decent pizza if you eat pizza. They're getting into a different kind of business. Pizza Hut has decided to get into the perfume business.
Oh, yes. We all need to smell more like pepperonis. What is
that? Yes. They have actually come out with what they say promises to be a viral marketing bonanza. They're coming out with a fragrance that smells like freshly baked, hand-tossed pizza dough.
Oh, yes. This is what you want to do, men. Listen to me. You definitely want to smell like the Pillsbury Doughboy when you go out on a date. So get some Eau de Pizza the Hut, and you'll just smell lovely for all the ladies.
If you're in a bind, you don't know what to buy the wife or the girlfriend for Christmas, get her some Pizza Hut perfume. I'm sure she'll just be very grateful.
If she doesn't break up with you, she's lost her senses. All right. Listen, all right, that's enough. We got some more Healing Revolution in the arts. We're going to talk about a movie that is now available on video. Because we do that from time to time. Liam Sheff's going to join us. We're going to talk about John Carter. Why did it bomb at the box office? Liam says it's really good. Check it out. We'll check it out together, in fact, after this break. Say thanks to our sponsors. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12, Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it is still Friday, and it's a healing revolution, but it is a creative revolution. And to help me with that creativity, it is time to do a movie review or two with Liam Sheff. He's back. I missed you all week, Liam. It's been a busy week.
What happened? Where did you go?
I was hiding from you. I know every time you'd pop around, I was like, where'd he go? It was busy as can be with all the guests we had, and then had to visit the Holocaust Museum with my son's school one day, so had Ty fill in for me this week, which was great. And we just keep cranking along here. But I've been wanting to do some movie reviews since the last one we did. I think we talked about Batman. We talked about a few others. We go back to a guy named Edgar Rice Burroughs. I remember that. Weren't there like big epic disaster type movies made with his name attached in years past?
Yeah, I want to say the Lost World. Do I have that right? Does that sound right? The Lost World.
It does. It does. I think they go back. There's a land of dinosaurs or something.
The Lost Continent. He liked. I'll let you introduce it, because we're not going to talk about that one. But okay. he did write Tarzan. He wrote all the Tarzan books, or right. at least a million of them. He wrote a number of things about other planets, but he was writing. He was born in 1875, and he was writing in and between the two world wars. So before that, you have that little bit of information. So he's in the Teddy Roosevelt kind of era, where the Wild West was still wild, but moving into what we now consider civility, but there were, Indians on the plains.
Right. And also post, war between the states, post Civil War stuff as well.
His father was a Civil War veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up, I want to say, in and around Chicago, and he moved around. And one of the stories he tells is that he was always being put into a new school. I guess they were moving. And in schools at that point, they taught it was de rigueur, they just taught Latin and Greek. I mean, you learned Latin and Greek. So he said he never really learned English, he just kept learning the same Latin and Greek. Which you think is funny, because what it really means is because when you study Latin, you study the language, emo amas amata mamas, sum es est, sum es est sunt. But you also study the culture of a different bygone era. You study the ancient world, and I didn't get to study Greek. I'd love to go back and do it. But I did study Greece, not the movie with Olivia Newton-John.
Well, we kind of studied the pants she was wearing at the end of that movie, though.
I know. I liked her more in the cheerleader outfit.
The sweet side, right? The sweet side of Olivia Newton-John. Who knew?
Yeah, I did. I just thought she was more appealing. At the end, she looked like a.
I did. I totally had a little boy crush on her when I was a you know, young kid looking at Olivia Newton-John and all of her. Oh man, gorgeous girl.
She was stunningly beautiful. She's still beautiful. Now she's sort of on the health freedom thing to some degree.
She is holistically inclined. We love her dearly for that. She's married to Amazon John Easterling with Amazon John Rainforest Herbs. So doing good holistic work.
Right. But long before she came around, Greece was a place, it still is a place, that gave birth to some of the things that we call civilization, ideas of democracy, which really meant that men could vote or kill each other. And it gave birth to the Greek civil war between the city-states, Sparta and Athens, which really decimated the Peloponnesos. But Burroughs would have studied this. And when you grow up and you study the classics, your worldview becomes very large. You're no longer bound into seeing yourself on one continent. You see a progress of civilizations through time. That's the biggest gift of studying ancient languages. You see the progression of civilizations through time. You get it if you study Chinese or Japanese. You know, if you study an ancient Asian language, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to see the many dynasties coming and going, coming and going. And that's what he studied. So he had a difficult time sort of finding himself. He was exposed to he liked the Wild West. He was out in Idaho. He was in military school. He tried to join the military. I think he did join the military. But he had a heart problem, so he was benched, which he didn't want to be benched, but he was. So he had a number of odd jobs that he didn't really love, and he became a wholesale pencil sharpener salesman.
Wow. What an interesting job. Wholesale pencil. Yeah, iPencil. You know, that whole story about how a pencil is made, it's quite more extraordinary than you might imagine.
I know. And he, while he was being a pencil sharpener salesman, he'd be reading the pulp fiction magazines that the pencil sharpeners would be sold in. And he decided, well, he told stories to his kids, but he was a raconteur, you know, he was a real storyteller. So even he tells a story about how he got into storytelling, and he says, that if people, and this is his quote, if people were being paid for writing such rot as I read in some of these magazines, I could write stories just as rotten. That's his way of joking about the fact that he's, you know, he's not Dickens and he's not really trying to be. Mm-hmm. But he ended up writing these incredibly imaginative stories, and he submitted a story. I can't remember the name. It was renamed Under the Moons of Mars, but it had another name that was bought. I mean, his first story out, he sold in 1912 for $400. Now, let me tell you something. If somebody pays me now $400 for a magazine article, I go, that's not bad.
And equivalent of that era, $400. Remember, at that point in time, $20 was an ounce of gold. So you think about how that was significant.
Right. In other words, he finally turned, you know, he's in his 30s, and he finally turned the corner on what he was supposed to do. And the writer, Macmillan or something, decided to rename the thing, and it was published under the Moons of Mars and then the Princess of Mars. And that's where we catch up with now. Well, he wrote a whole series on what was called Barsoom, and Barsoom was a name, very imaginative name, that he gave to Mars. The people that lived on Mars didn't call it Mars. They called it Barsoom, and they called Earth, you know, something else, Soom, and they had a different way of looking at the solar system. Well, that's what happens. See, if you grow up and you study other cultures and other languages and other worldviews, you go, oh, well, they'll see things that are similar, but they'll have different names for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little differently, but they'll still be people. They'll be tribal. And he grew up, but remember, loving the American West, and he interacted with Indians or Native Americans and probably tried to chase some of them without ever being able to catch any of them. So he was familiar with that tribal essence of humanity. So he wrote these Martian books about the tribes of Mars.
For some reason, Liam, he wasn't as famous as seemingly H.G. Wells and these other science fiction writers of the time, or Jules Verne. Even though, like I said, I remember Edgar Rice Burroughs and reading some of his stuff. It's just, I don't know what it was. And we're bringing this up on Friday because we're doing a little bit of movie review here. There was a movie that came out just recently based on that, but it was like totally misnamed, marketed poorly, very expensive, and it got panned, at least as far as I could tell. Not that I get out to the movies much because it's hard to find babysitters, but my goodness, I'm always intrigued in good sci-fi if it's really doing its thing.
Right, and these Martian things. Well, everybody knows Edgar Rice Burroughs for something else, for Tarzan.
Right,
and he did write the Tarzan series, and that was his real bread and butter. But he started with this Martian. He wrote a lot of different kinds of things, but he started with the Martian stuff, and he graduated to Tarzan, which really became TV and movies and every other thing. He moved to California with his family, bought a ranch, and that part of California that he lived in, the town, is now called Tarzana.
Mm. Now, yeah. I didn't realize that Tarzana, California. I knew it was named after Tarzan, but I guess I didn't know that Edgar Rice Burroughs happened to live there, and they named it that way.
So they so embraced him, and he remained a fascinating guy. He grew, you know, as he grew older, he traveled. He wanted to get out of the United States as World War II was coming. He just felt this war in Europe was going to do no good, so he moved to Hawaii right before the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Wow!
Right, so. So he became the nation's oldest war correspondent, flying in little planes to islands in the Pacific, while his son was actually a war photographer, and they'd see each other out on assignment. And he died of a heart attack a little bit young. I'm going to say somewhere in his 60s. But so Disney made this movie, or after they bought Pixar. And the guys at Pixar, one of the guys at Pixar, I swear I can't remember his name right now, and it's not right in front of me. Was a longtime fan of
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Burroughs, Andrew Stanton.
Yeah.
And if you look up Andrew Stanton, you know, his name will be on Cars and Ratatouille and all these incredibly successful Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought Pixar, and then Andrew Stanton wanted to make this Princess of Mars movie. Well, Princess of Mars as a title, unfortunately, was taken by a movie with Tracy Lords in it.
No way. Princess of Mars was made by a former, I think she was an adult film star.
Yes, very adult.
yeah, there's a whole controversy around that. But so they had to call it, this is now making sense. I was like, why would they call a movie John Carter? Who's going to know what the heck that means? And you're saying that the one that they could have used was taken up by a porn star.
And they probably just went the crossover, but they just called it John Carter. They didn't call it Edgar Rice Burroughs, John Carter of Mars. If you're writing a science fiction movie, you don't call it John Carter.
Man, they goofed big time on the marketing of this film. Was there another reason? Because I haven't seen it yet, but you said, you saw it, you actually enjoyed it, it hooked you. So that's saying something, because you're not like a lowbrow, just shoot 'em up, let's watch a movie to get away from it all.
No, I hate a lot of movies very openly. I hate every Transformers movie. I really despise the last couple Batman movies. I just feel like they're gunky. I feel like they're incredibly vicious and cynical to the audience. And I feel like they're incredibly manipulative. They take the joy out of the creativity. They take the joy out of the hero's adventure. And all you have is this guy in a rubber suit. You know, you're sort of worshiping him as a mythological figure, but he's just heinous. Even the gods of war of the ancient world were, you know, really enjoyed violence. You know, they at least enjoyed themselves. But when we come back, I'll just explain what the movie was about, because it's one of the most creative movies I've seen in, I don't know, a long time. Most creative movie I've seen for kids since Toy Story. It's a delightful movie.
Wow. Now I'm ready to go. It's the weekend. We're almost time for the movies, if we can. So stand by. We've got more with Liam Sheff, lighting it up, a little pop culture movie stuff. But as it relates to the larger picture, we're going to understand what was it that was intriguing about this John Carter movie. Maybe you'll want to see it as well. Stand by. All the links are up at RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind you to get Official Stories by Liam Sheff. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health.
food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Liam, you know, it was cool that you mentioned the whole history of Rice, Edgar Rice Burroughs, which I was not familiar with, and particularly him moving to Hawaii, knowing about war that he did, and ended up being at the time of the Pearl Harbor issue, and it's Pearl Harbor Day. So another appropriate fact of history that we do, even as we throw pop culture and movie references in together.
Right, and people may say, well, this isn't about nutrition, but the soul needs creative tinder. You know, you need to have something to spark your imagination, because the imagination lives to be sparked. And I just think that this was overlooked. Now, I'm not trying to raise pennies for millionaires. I sort of could care less in a way that Disney overspent on a movie. They did overspend on it. No movie should cost $250 million. And that's what this movie cost, $250 million.
Well, and it seems like in the media trashed it because it was over budget and over bloated or whatever. But, my question is, if you're part of that industry, you should want more of that, because that would seemingly benefit you. But some people take pleasure when a big, expensive blockbuster tanks.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. kind of do. Like, okay. It's just a movie, and you spent $250 million. So now that I've had my laugh, you know, I'll just go see the movie. I mean, I know that's a little mean, but it just boggles the imagination. It's bigger than the gross domestic product of some countries, $250 million. And your head goes, well, couldn't you feed a lot of people? So I think they could have made the movie for less, but they made the movie, they paid people, and now it's there. You can't take it back. It happens to be a really creative, fun movie. Now, it's not for young kids. It's like a costume. It really is like Roman and Greek warfare in some ways. I mean, it's not bloody in that sense, but there is some violence. There's some cartoon violence. They fight, you know, beasts. And there is a scene where somebody in one of the tribes is punished by being branded, and she's a kind of a cartoon figure, but you feel her pain.
Okay.
And there is a princess, a very human, the red people. Now, you can just see the sort of Native American influence all over this thing. You know, the red people of Mars, and then there are the green people of Mars. And she is just so good looking and gorgeous. And, you know, she is a not entirely scantily clad, but, you know, she is a little bit revealing and very nice looking. Beyond being nice looking, though, the princess of Mars,
mm-hmm.
is incredibly tough, funny, vibrant, intelligent, character.
So she's not a one-dimensional female, oh, we got to have a good-looking female in this movie just to keep the plot moving.
No, she's, you know, in every way the heart and soul of the movie. She's in many ways a co-lead. You know, the movie takes the part of John Carter, who was a Union soldier who really was so burnt out by war. He had seen death in his family. He'd seen the death of his wife and child. I hope I'm not giving too much of the movie away, but he'd seen their death. And you see that, and you don't see, you know, it's a flashback, but you realize he's morose. He's so anti, he doesn't want to be involved with anything anymore. And he ends up on the run from just a scuffle, and he ends up in a cave, and he's transported. And you realize that Burroughs sort of invented the Star Trek transporter. You know, he's telegraphed, you know, through these electrical means to Mars. And on Mars, you realize that Burroughs invented Superman, because on Mars, because of the difference in gravity.
Yes.
Carter guy can, he doesn't fly, but he can leap tall buildings with a single bound.
That was the concept of Superman coming from like a super dense gravitational whatever. It coming to Earth where it was lighter, suddenly he could do anything.
Yeah, he could leap further. You know, he was stronger because of the difference in the gravity and the difference in the sun. Well, that's exactly what Burroughs does for Carter on Mars, and this, you know, predates Superman. Well, you know, all myths have a lot in common, but He's a Superman in very explicable terms, but he's not infinitely powerful, and he can be hurt, and his heart can be hurt, you know, his emotions can be hurt, and you follow this guy then on a story of discovery he has to decide. The point of the story really is he's gonna care about anything again, because on Earth he lost everything he cared about. That's not your sort of average summer movie theme. Am I going to care? Am I going to love something again? Am I going to fight for anything again? Because what I had, I lost, and I can't do it again.
No, that's an intense theme, though. But that's a real theme. That's what sci-fi was supposed to do best when it does rise to its ability to do so. It's ask some serious questions about life itself, meanings and things. And if you've been through all the horrors of war, as unfortunately many contemporary examples exist, even on an ongoing basis, can I find, you know, sense out of this place anymore, or do I just go dejectedly and end it all?
Right. And he just wants it to be over when he gets sent to this place. And, you know, he doesn't really want to participate. And, you know, this girl who's just so fantastic and self-realized, self-actualized, you know, she's actually not just the princess of Mars. She's the head of the scientific guild, and she really sells it. You know, I don't know. Burroughs wrote this character with a lot of love. She makes Princess Leia look very pale by comparison. You know, this is a really an accomplished woman, that, you know, it's not, and I think the filmmaker said, I didn't make the movie with the girl that I wanted to like when I was a teenager. I made the movie about the woman who I wanted to like to, you know, as an adult. And that's a very different kind of take on women in movies. If you look at the sort of the idiots that are written into and then cast into these Transformer movies, or, you know, girls in most action movies just are nothing.
Mm.
Anyway, it's a very interesting adventure. Now, it's still, I wonder why the critics hate it. Now, there are some rough bits of tribal life among the alien species. You know, they're not, it's surprisingly honest about how rough tribal life is. And you get a feeling that that's all coming through Burroughs writing and observing Native American culture, and like, well, it can be pretty rough. It's a very honest.
Well, we have an artificially cushy, let's say, childhood upbringing to adulthood here with very few rites of passage. And I think that we've lost sight of that life itself is harsh and tough, and it's not always, seemingly fair in the context of you know, looking out through our own eyes. But at the same point in time, wasn't it, you know, historically in the Native traditions, you are preparing kids for the toughness of life itself by being a little rough and tumble growing up?
Well, there is that. There's also the notion that the Spartan notion that the very young, if they weren't very strong, didn't survive. And that's really passed over very, very, very quickly in the film, but it's there, you know, and it's got to be there in the story, too. That's not the central theme. Now, it's populated by really good actors. The guy who's in the lead is a good-looking kind of hunk. He's not bad. I guess he was on Friday Night Lights, so if the girls want to see him, he's not bad. The princess is phenomenal. She's, I think, the standout. But you have Kieran Hines, who's an English, maybe Irish actor, who played Julius Caesar in the HBO series Rome, and you have Mark Purefoy, who played Mark Antony, and they're actually playing the general in his second. So you have kind of a Rome reunion, which is very, very funny. Willem Dafoe plays, you can't recognize him, but he does the voice for one of the aliens, and he's just great. They really threw themselves into it. I can't believe this movie got panned.
That's the question. I think that there must have been some other themes in here that may have been a threat. We know a lot of times Hollywood can be very superficial, like you said, the Transformer movies, but there are times that messages come through the media, through the medium of film, that are quite transcendent and very important. And I just wonder if there was something in here, not having seen it, what's your perspective? I realize we're not saying it's an end of the world deep movie altogether, but there were some valuable things in it.
Right, right. I mean, you know, it's not The Godfather or something like that. It's just a really entertaining, very creative movie on the level that Star Wars was sort of inspired you to think in terms of myth and the hero's journey. So does this, but it's much better to women, I think, than Star Wars was. And the journey that we take together, you know, as couples. Star Wars was essentially just about a boy, you know.
Right.
There was no adult relationship in it. It was about a boy and his mentor, really. And this goes into the relationship between men and women. Who you are is in many ways defined or infused with energy by who you choose as a partner, right, and what you choose to fight for. I still find it's a very, very creative movie. There are some problems with the movie in the sense that it has an opening and a closing. It has essentially too many movies now get in the habit of having two or three endings because they probably feel insecure that they didn't, you know, give the audience their money's worth. Like the Lord of the Rings had three endings. But this one has an extra ending, and you can kind of forgive it. It's not that terrible. And then they fix it. You know, they do right by it. But it opens, and you realize that you have to go through this thing where you're being told the story through the process of somebody reading a diary.
Well, that might have been a little gimmicky, unnecessary, perhaps.
It was. So it's not a perfect movie, and, you know, people can take issue with it. And there are some questions about, well, exactly how powerful is he? Because, you know, it seems that when he gets angry, he's much more powerful on Mars than maybe he should be. So, you know, they stretch a little, but it doesn't break. You know, they don't break. The idea of a good joke is that it bends but doesn't break. So they don't break anything.
Beautiful.
I don't.
Well, listen, I love the fact that we can do a movie review every once in a while here on the Healing Revolution Fridays, kicking it in. This is something you can probably download or rent or go to the library and see John Carter. And I appreciate that very much with the thematic elements that are brought out. The highest ideal of the arts, and that includes the comics that you do, Liam, will try to bring out something that actually makes a difference. And certainly that's what we're doing with the Robert Scott Bell Show comics coming out in March.
We are going to have comics coming out, and that's one of the reasons I'm watching these movies. I'm sort of, something in me is giving myself more permission to watch. Like I rewatched Tron. Remember Tron?
The original or the new one?
No, the new one's terrible. From 84?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, it was really paced very differently. It was very, very enjoyable, and I loved it when I saw it. And I remember I was still a kid, and some babysitter had to take me because I was, 12. And she just looked blank-faced, and I said, no, that was a really good movie. So I get to watch these things because I'm doing the drawing. Our comics are, as they are developing, we'll have a little bit of Jules Verne, will have some sci-fi elements, but they'll also have comedy. And the first one doesn't even feature us. It's just the koala.
Yeah, we really got to introduce this character.
Yes, I do. I have to do about 3 more weeks of prep before we put it, January, before we put it up on the Facebook and start to release a lot of images. But it is a koala who may or may not be named for a very powerful neoconservative figure of history. Who is our friend? Who is pro-vaccine, pro-GMO, pro-war, and doesn't understand what we're talking about most of the time.
Well, we got to have a protagonist in the story, do we not?
We need a foil. We need somebody to challenge us, because we're too sure of what we think. We're too smug in what we think.
Cocky bastards.
You said it.
All right, PG. That was a PG or PG-13? I'm not sure.
Moment.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it for sure. This is a very exciting evolution, revolution, whatever you want to call it here, of what we do in media and broadcast media with Robert Scott Bell Show, with Liam expanding from his writing and official stories into the comic realm, the summer of 74. If you haven't checked it out, we've got it linked up as well. You want to really hear about the backstory, the true backstory, if we can call it that, of Star Wars, how it evolved from the real life of George Lucas.
Oh, summer 74. Yeah, that's coming. We're going to be hitting a lot of Comic-Cons this year. We're going to do a Kickstarter event to raise some money to get us to Comic-Cons. Actually, I sold just about as many official stories at the last Comic-Con event, and people who picked up the official stories there have been writing me going, "This book's fantastic. You know, nice. This is really cool." I didn't even realize. So, I'm very enthused by that. I'm very appreciative of that. And I have a great notion in mind to do the illustrated official stories, so maybe kids could have a better access to it. But
I would love that. I would love to see that as well.
Get a clone.
Yeah. Get a clone. The clone wars are on. We got to get more Liams out there. All right, Liam. Well,
work. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's happening.
Well, man, thanks for visiting us here this week, Liam. I'm glad we were able to squeeze in a good movie review before we hit the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's there on DVD. And if you don't like it, you can tell us why if you like, or if you feel upset that the girl is a little bit too sexy, you can definitely write us and I'm not sure what to say to that.
He'll send you a picture of his hairy chest.
Oh, there you go.
The Return of the Furry Wall, the sequel, The Cloned. All right, listen, Liam, I got to go. We got to wrap up this week's show. I appreciate you being here. Everybody check it out. All the links are up, including to liamchef.com and his wonderful book, Official Stories. And we'll continue rocking the health world together and every other world, including John Carter on Mars.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Dr. King. Thank you to Liam Sheff and Super Don. Thank you for hooking up with Ty yesterday and doing a great, great show. Appreciate that. And yes, I was out and about having fun, playing hooky. No, I was taking the kids in my son's middle school class to a Holocaust museum. And actually, my mom came down for a visit because, as some of you may know, she's originally from Palestine that became Israel. She was right there when Israel got its independence, and she's got firsthand stories of things that the kids wanted to hear and know about, which is fascinating if you think about it. Someone who's lived through something as historical as that. And I have to say, shout out to my son's class. They were really engaged and ready. They almost knew more than, I'm not saying they knew more than the person that gave the tour, but they were really ready for it. It wasn't like they just, well, we'll go and we'll learn. We're like, no, we're studying and learning about it, then we'll go.
Wow.
And it was fascinating. It's sobering as well to see the brutality of people to people, if we can call them people at that point, and not exclusive to Nazi Germany. But the concerns I raise about modern contemporary times is that these Holocausts are going on almost all of the time. And case in point here in America with modern medicine, the medical monopoly, a very real Holocaust that happens every day that is uncovered by the press. And I mean not uncovered because they're doing their work. They're just not covering it, is the point, except here, Natural News, etc. And we appreciate your awareness about all of this and all the questions and comments coming in. So thank you for that. By the way, it was interesting, Super Don, my mom is probably going to come out with her book before we have mine out. But
and how long have we been working on this book?
A decade, I know.
At least.
I know. I'm such a bad boy.
You're busy.
She walked the Sinai Desert after Israel had gone in. You know, there was more war with Egypt at the time. So I think it was 62. I was early. I can't even remember how long ago the dates. But she was walking through the desert in high heels. Only woman that ever did that in the Sinai.
Wow.
Because she didn't know she was taken on a special mission with what was equivalent of, can you imagine if the president and vice president and all the members of the Supreme Court were on the same plane together?
That's crazy.
You would never do that, but they did that back then to go see what was out, and she was on that plane. So, again, fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating. And, by the way, Mom says she has incredible stories with the Sovereign Silver Gel. Those of you who haven't picked up the first aid gel from shop.naturalnews.com, particularly with acne, evidently my sister and her son have severe problems there, and the only thing that's helped, they've tried everything, the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. So
it works. Both my kids used to walk around with a little bottle of that because of them.
Yep. And so we'll probably be talking with them and lots of other folks on Sunday at the Soho Show. Remember, Monday in Port Richey, which is north of Tampa, at the Days Inn, I've got it linked up in the show notes, I'll be lecturing on the immune system. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. I've heard rumors that Coast Guard Corey might be showing up. So if you want to meet Coast Guard Corey, he's a bigger celebrity than me. I love him. He'll be there. And one wrap-up note. We had a question from John Wallace on the website at robertscottbell.com. What form of selenium and chromium do you use and how much? You got to go back to many archive shows with Chris Barr and beyond to listen. But I'll tell you right now, food-grown supplementation, yes, there are forms of selenomethionine. There are sodium selenite. And also, these work to varying or lesser degrees. But I use the food-grown form from an innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. We do 50 microgram tablets of selenium. I do four a day, 200 micrograms, basic preventive maintenance, more if you need it. And the chromium is the glucose tolerance factor form of a food-grown chromium, not chromium picolinate, polynicotinate, or chloride. The food-grown state makes all the difference in the world. And give Jonathan a call, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, to get that. And you'll do 100 micrograms three times a day to address all the blood sugar issues and more. And also chromosomal protection for you ladies that are pregnant. So keep those babies healthy. We're out of time here. The Robert Scott Bell Show finishes up another fine week of broadcast, Super Don.
Yes, we've done it again. And I guess it's time to recharge for a little bit. But we'll be back on Sunday.
Get out there. Create a great weekend. Back on Sunday live and Monday for Advanced Medicine Monday as well. And listen, all I got to do to say on the way to the weekend, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.